Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many people did not know that the vegans were the actual first people to discover America. They came here on boats. A brutish people. A society made up of eating bean curd and tofu. And humiliating everyone who did not understand their dietary choices. They left many wooden carvings and slit people's throats with their mighty swords, mostly to get back at them for sneaking in chicken broth in entrees they did not expect them to be.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Death ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
That was stupid, and I loved it.
It was stupid. Y'all, the vegans. The vegans the Kazakhs. I like it how she tried to explain Kazakhs to Caesar as Vikings.
Vegans,
and
yes.
He somehow got vegans. Viking. She's
and
Viking.
Y'all,
he
went, spoiler vegan? Alert, he's going to pick her as the one he wants to marry. Yeah,
I
for
know.
Sure.
I said the
for
same
sure, 100%.
Thing. Even though she has the least amount of English experience,
she's
you know
the
why
one that
she's
he thinks
pick,
wants to
he's
fuck him
pick
the
her.
Most. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Y'all, it's not that complicated
at this point.
Because it's the single life. This is season 3, episode 6, Fishing for the Truth.
Oh, what truth
you know,
are we fishing for?
I'm assuming, I started to get confused and I said, well, because she's with her daughter, Miley Grace, because I realized on Love After Lockup, they fish this week on the finale. But actually, not talking about that, but.
Oh, you got confused.
Did Natalie, did they go fishing? Yeah, they went fishing. Yeah.
They went fishing, yes. But were they fishing for truth?
I think
they
were
fishing
for
actual fish.
Y'all, we're remote but goat only because we just got back to LA and I
got back from
just
tour today.
In my house, as Poodle does too. So, y'all, thank you for making the Double It tour a success. We appreciate it very much. There's still going to be our schedule's going to be most things we're kind of catching up, but some things might be a little off this week. So, but we're getting there.
Yeah. the things that we could record before tour, we did. But you guys, some things are going to be late because of our travel schedule. It was nuts. So there's just no way we can get everything to you. So please be patient with us for the next couple of days.
We had a wonderful time. We had a great time, actually. And we did. Poodle.
My voice is scratchy.
Is there anything you want to say about Tampa? Anything?
What? Nothing.
Maybe about how you enjoyed it and kept...
I said I liked it. I liked it.
You
I might have said I
really,
really liked it.
You didn't.
I didn't say I loved
you,
it.
You said that
we,
only about
we
Ohio.
We had this disagreement.
That's true. You
No, I did not say that about Columbus. No. Y'all, I brought out the same Columbus Dolly Parton / pantsuit, and it smelled like that theater where the air went off. It wasn't Portland. I was wrong.
The worst. The worst. Ugh. Anyway.
That was a rough night.
God,
it was
I got
fun,
so much junk
night.
Mail while I was gone away. How do you get rid of junk mail now? I thought things stopped getting mailed to us. It's just a huge pile.
Riveting.
Help me, sissies. I do.
No
it's
one
my
gives
junk
a shit
mail.
About
All right,
any
everybody.
Of this.
Announcements. Well, we don't have a lot because we don't have a live show. That's it for 2022. So we'll see you in 2023. I think the only thing else is Love is Blind is dropping on Wednesday, the season 3. October 19th.
October 19th.
Our episodes are going to drop at 12:01 Pacific time in the morning on October 20th. Event television.
We're creating event television.
Can't go, can't go. You are tired. Just skipped over that.
No, I wanted to do it because we're not going to be able to do it together. So it bothers me when
enough.
It's not synced.
Nope. This was a good episode. This is a very good episode. I laughed out loud several times on the plane, and the person looked at me like I was weird.
What? You need to stop doing that. We'll be someplace where you're, and like,
I don't care.
People
I'm
will
enjoying
stare
myself.
At you.
How many? You know,
you're in public. There's a certain level of decorum.
How many times have you made out inappropriately with guys and literally licked their mouth the way Chaz kisses Brandon in public?
That's a gay bar or a straight bar. There's no decorum in bars.
There wasn't decorum in that bar in Ybor City in Tampa. Good God, y'all. Woo!
I was just trying to talk to a guy. I'm like, oh, there's a water feature on the bar. And they looked up from their phone and just like looked back
I
at
thought
me.
It was clever. It was like you were in a Disneyland gay bar. Like Ariel's Grotto or something like that. It was a fun night.
That was a fun night.
All right, y'all. Let's jump into it.
Let's just jump into
six.
This.
That's what I said.
This is episode,
truth, episode six.
I think we only have.
I bet they're
going
to do
more
10.
Or four more.
Didn't they do 10 last? Yeah, so four more.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So 7, 8, 9, 10.
12.
Because what do we have to wrap up?
Not the lead.
We have Natalie's reign of terror on this. Or Josh trying to more specific Josh trying
not
to
gonna happen.
Make Natalie
not
a normal person, which is
we
not gonna
have,
work.
I told you before the show started.
Will Debbie
Tiffany's
move to Canada?
Gonna flame out quickly, y'all. She's gonna date that one guy, and that's about it. Tania, I don't know how much we're gonna see her. She might date a woman.
This season's been weird because it's really, really focused on Natalie and Debbie, I feel like. And Caesar only tangentially for joke value.
I mean, I enjoy it because I enjoy it very much, but it feels like an A cast and then a B cast, which normally.
Yeah, definitely.
Know. It's still good, though, because I'm telling you, y'all, because Natalie's never going to find love, and I am fine with seeing 10 seasons of Natalie on the single life.
I am, too. But I need child. I need to get married and have child. And Veronica, I think, is just so normal that I'm here for her representation as a normal, fun person and some of the shit
done.
That guy did to her this episode.
Anyway. Okay, yeah. Y'all. Debbie is packing for her trip. She overpacked.
Come on, Petey. We're going to Kansas. Am I going to have some poutine? That's going to make my cheese, you know, make me grow bigger, Mom.
I think it's called poutine. Poutine.
At least that's what that guy Tony was calling something on you last night, Mom.
Okay. You don't talk about that, Pee-wee. We're going to eat it with lots of gravy.
Gravy makes me bigger.
Anyway. Okay, y'all. This is the second time they're seeing one another. One, two. So
that's true.
And Debbie's driving on. She's like, we're going to have a preview of our picture. And if our love is still strong,
if our love is still strong,
she said, that should be a song. That should be a song.
I'll move to Canada.
I want to be happy for her. But there's so many, like, I think if this was a 24-year-old woman, we would say, oh, this person's so dumb. They don't get it. But I think we reserve a little bit of comment saying, you know, yeah. Debbie is 70 years old or 69 years old or 70 years old.
Why shouldn't she be
happy?
It was moving seeing her when she said, I wrote... She's at the airport and she's flying. And I went, I love at 70 years old, she's still having an adventure. My parents wouldn't do this.
Yeah. No, I think that's why this is kind of inspiring. I just wish it was anybody but Debbie, who hasn't made an ass out of herself on
wonderful person.
Right. But she said, I know this, I think I know this person, but I also watch crime shows.
That's true.
Like our sissies, y'all. You think you find someone to love.
That's true.
But you also watch crime shows. So you think about what they can do to you.
She landed in Canadian, and the Canadian said, what are you here for? They said.
To get laid.
Kill Canadians, Mom. Let's get them. Oh, okay.
Oh, no, Pee-wee, not yet. Got to go out in Saskatchewan to kill him.
Okay.
That's where all the murders happen.
So we find out Tony doesn't drive, which, again.
So did he take the bus to get there?
There's some.
Where is he? Is he in Vancouver?
Outside of Vancouver. Okay. And they're on the way back.
Because I'm at my place, I hear Popo.
Uh-oh.
Or ambulance.
So, and they're basically, it's like, there's bears and coyotes up here. She's like, bears? Coyotes? Why? What do you mean? And he basically says, this shocked me. She's like, so am I going to get to meet your mother? I'm like,
boy.
His mother's alive?
Oh, boy.
Debbie, come on. You know the rule.
Like 94 years old.
But it turns out they didn't talk for 20 years and they only talked once in the past year.
Yeah,
I don't think she has to worry about the mom.
So, you know, she talks a little bit about that. She says, you know, I want my relationship with Colt to be an adult, respectful relationship. And I went, but I don't think you know what that is. At least with her son.
She doesn't. She's parroting what he said. And she doesn't know what that is. That's why this, even though they are both close to 70, or he's close to 70, she's 70.
No.
This isn't really an adult relationship. It's about three stones short of a healthy relationship. Yes. And we walk into his house. And it looks like a magic store. Or a Wiccan supply store. There are so many dragons.
So many skulls.
It's
not even like a...
I'm surprised there's not a sword on the wall.
There is somewhere. There has to be a sword on the wall. For sure. And also, there's shit everywhere.
There's everywhere. It's either a 70-year-old man who's obsessed with and the skulls and the macabre, or it's a 15-year-old goth boy's bedroom.
It's very basically close the to same Dildo thing. Swaggin's bedroom, I'm sure. I am sure.
I think it was.
Yes.
Jared, clean up your room. No more skulls.
Mom, I just got a new dragon collection.
Yes, dragons known in the mythos as Dragone or Drakika or in Elvish, dragons give you power and virility.
I'm telling y'all, there hasn't been a bigger red flag than this house.
I'm all about somebody collecting stuff, y'all. Y'all know I enjoy some Wonder Woman kit stuff, but like one room. Or like poodle. I don't know. What would you collect? Like little boxes of that people kept cyanide in? Like pill boxes that were meant for
methods something that women like that. Poisoned men. Yes.
Bottles that killed ways men.
Ways of poisoning. Yes.
But you would put them on like a bookshelf. Yes. It would be like in one area. It wouldn't be everywhere.
And I could say, this one was from so-and-so. Yeah. This was a really good poisoner in the South. This is how she... This is like... She had a dram of this. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an amount of liquid. All she could really say when she's looked at this, she's like, I like your skulls.
Mom, did he kill people? Mom,
again.
Oh boy, did we finally find the one?
If this is something you need to say, you may need
Pee-wee
to process
happy. He thinks
this
they finally got a serial killer. That's all he wants.
Great people, great people crazy. Be crazy.
You know what? I was less freaked out about all the skulls as I was freaked out, y'all. You know I love a Christmas tree. You know I love a Christmas tree.
Oh, I was going to let you take
this. You know, a lot of people are doing, I don't get these. I honestly think, I'm not shading you. If you have it, this is fine. But I think Halloween Christmas trees are stupid and dumb. I think, you're welcome.
How brave.
We're going to be a lot of sissies that are going to come at me about this. So I am taking the stance out there.
No, they're awful. Are you kidding me?
I don't like this black.
Ridiculous.
You know what? I wouldn't mind if you got like a black tree that looked like an oak where the leaves came off and you hung stuff on it. Sure. I don't love that still, but sure.
Who is that a real thing?
Oh,
Halloween Christmas trees
has Halloween Christmas ornaments. Yes. You go to every Christmas store now and they'll have the precious moments as angels and then they'll have the precious moments as ghosts. They're always going to have that. They even have it at Cracker Barrel. No, yeah.
We need.
Or there's
to move
like
on.
A lot of like I'll see a lot of like witch trees, and they like taking witch boot ornaments that are like high heels, but in witch colors, like purples and oranges.
So
greens.
The question I have is: are these Halloween trees put out at Halloween or at Christmas?
They are meant for Halloween. You put them out at Halloween. I'm more of an old fashioned
Come
pumpkin
on.
And gourds and, you know, some corn, I'm more of that. Even like a good, you know, you remember when we lived in that house, every year I put that hay bale on the front porch and you loved it so much.
You did. I like a good severed arm.
That's fine. Real.
Just laying there on the couch, just bleeding.
Me to that spook house in Davis. Which, by the way, y'all, I'm going to Ardmore, Oklahoma this weekend on the 22nd. I'll be at Southern Oklahoma Pride in Ardmore, Oklahoma on Saturday the 22nd. Get there around 10:30. I think that's when it's going to start. I'm not sure. I'll post something. But that night, I'm going to a spook house with my sister-in-law. He'll be there.
Wonder what Northern Oklahoma Pride is like.
Better. I mean, probably bigger. I mean, Tulsa Pride's probably pretty big because there's a big gay community there. But you know what? I shouldn't say better because I went last year and it was so moving and it felt like that small town gay bar.
I'm sure it's great.
Families and it was great.
Think I'd be able to pick up some quality dick there?
There was a couple of cute guys. Yeah, maybe like two. Okay. But my sister-in-law will be there with the health department, so you can get your flu shot. So you get that. That's probably the best. Yeah, that's probably the best.
What else is Pride for? The best poke. Have a lot of options
from that. But anyway, what was I going to? You waylaid me from my story and just delaying my.
You waylaid your own story.
Davis, and I was talking. Oh, but so my sister-in-law, they really, y'all, if you go to Ardmore's Pride, you're going to have to drive by my brother's house because they.
Stop telling people where your brother lives.
They moved, but they do. He does a Halloween projection show on the house. You go, just Google where the Halloween projection show, and that's my brother's house.
I'm uncomfortable with you giving people directions.
I'm not there, and don't come in there
house.
Because if you try to break into my brother's house, his bulldog Xena is mean and will kill you. So don't do it. But she does love a puppuccino. But anyway, I'm.
We need to move on. What is the point of this story?
So my sister-in-law really likes getting into spook houses and all that kind of macabre stuff. And like Severin, she loves old dolls and puts them all around the house. And she posted a thing on Facebook, and her mother, who is very Southern Baptist, just commented, she said, "I'm starting to worry about you." Well, you know, they wouldn't let any of their grandkids do Harry Potter. Witchcraft.
Oh, come on. This is now people wouldn't let people do Harry Potter for
don't
a completely
post about
different
Harry Potter.
Reason.
We know. We just had a blow up in the squad because someone said poor Hagrid died, and they were talking about Hagrid dying, and then suddenly now people made it a post about hating J.K. Rowling. We get it, but that's an actor.
It's an actor in a movie. I think he agreed with it or something.
Robbie Coltrane? I don't know. No, that's what Sissy talked about, and I read about it. He kind of supported it, yeah.
Oh, okay. I just don't want to confirm anything. I don't want to throw dirt on someone's name if we don't know. So there are a thousand red flags here besides the black Christmas tree. And at one point, he just says, "Here," and it's like just a bra and panty.
Throws it at. Oh, also the fact that he keeps the tree up all year—that's even creepier. I'm sorry.
I can't even tell you. I would be out of there so quick.
How would you feel though if you went to a gentleman caller's house, and he said, "I have a drawer for you." And you open it, and there is, you do love slutty underwear. I've seen your underwear, and he had like slutty underwear for you. Wouldn't you like that?
Yeah. Everything else is just too messy.
Okay.
Sorry. It's the collective weight of it all. The editing is so great
whenever he gives you this, and then they're kind of set.
You know, she's like, fine, but I got a drawer, so it's fine.
But she's like walking, and she goes, "Ooh, my legs hurts." And then they cut to Tony going, "Ooh, my back hurts." Not old enough for something, though, y'all.
So they get into bed.
This is where, y'all, it's time. No, I don't care. I just had to put up with you for a fucking week for your birthday, doing whatever you wanted. You are going to do this single life.
I still didn't get footage of a rooster chasing you like I wanted to in Ivor City.
I was terrified.
I'm really mad at
y'all,
those roosters.
It's time for a single life reality gaze after dark theater.
Christmas
they
edition.
Do play. They I do like the porn music they do play for this.
It's so awful.
All right, so I'll be playing the role of Tony and maybe a little bit of Pee-wee.
Y'all know Poodle, how I feel about
Poodle's
using
gonna be
food
playing
and sex.
Debbie.
It's just...
All right, are you ready? All right.
No, but I guess
and
I'll have to do it.
Action.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, Tony, what's that? What you got in your hand? It looks like a little heart-shaped perfume. Looks like you got it on an online sex tour.
Oh boy, Debbie, do I have something for you? He has a weird voice.
That's a weird voice.
Do I have something for you, Debbie? I've got this. Oh,
Oh, what is it?
Let me
Ooh,
just,
I love
sorry,
presents.
Sorry. No.
Ooh, is it in your pants? Or is it something in that bottle?
It's chocolate, Debbie. It's chocolate. But it's writing chocolate.
Oh, can we just... Can we put it down there? Is it time? Is it time to put it down there?
I want to see this. Oh, no, no, no.
Yes, Debbie. Yes, it's time to put it down there. Here, let me just unscrew this. Now I'm taking
what do you
this chocolate.
Do?
Now, where do you want me to put it?
I like
Debbie?
It.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
Put it right on my boobie,
okay,
right near my
right.
Right near my teeth.
All right. Okay. Ooh. Yes.
Right. You see where that melanoma scar was?
You
put it right over that.
I'm going to write
put it right on my
things.
Cougar chest.
Okay.
Watch out for my warts.
You were born for greatness. Don't you remember that? The bard said that, right? Remember the bard, right? Let me scratch. Let's see. Cass, there's no greater companion than you. Ooh. Right? Remember that.
Oh, I love it. Keep talking. Keep painting me. Paint me like one of your French girls, Tony.
Listen to your dungeon master, Debbie. What love?
Okay, now we're getting in a weird area. Can you just fuck me already and not be painting? Oh, wait, just lick it off. Just lick
our might. Oh, okay. Your streak is a dragon's war.
Mom, this needs to stop, Mom. I can't do this anymore.
Hush up, Pee-wee, and close your eyes.
Will you moan for me, Debbie? Will you moan?
Good to the last drop.
And scene.
I hated every second of that. It got weirder and weirder, too. I did not like it.
I love the single life so
Yikes.
Much.
I just said she kept getting moaned.
Why does she always sound like she has phlegm in her throat when she moans? She always goes,
it's like, because
she does.
Tony.
I love you,
Tony.
Debbie. Yes.
Tony, you're my man.
Let me eat your
so
coochie with my
gross.
Santa Claus beard. Ho, ho, ho.
Ah! We need to move on.
So the next morning, they're in bed, and you just hear going,
she's got that
y'all.
Freshly fucked
she's
glow
gonna make
about
some
her.
Breakfast. And, you know, they're talking about, there's not much more. She talks about, you know, people have their own way of doing things, and they're like, they're kind of cooking breakfast, but then he says, no, I want you to meet my friends. So later on, they go to meet his friends, Jen and Sean. And Jen is a realist, y'all, because they sit down to dinner, and Jen's like, you know.
Jen also needs a new
She needs
hairstyle.
A hot oil treatment like nobody's business.
I know. Something.
Oh,
she just
oh
needs
my
something. She needs about 4 inches cut. And
yes,
a good conditioner,
living proof, low
life or
something. She needs it. Ooh, I'm really into Verb right now. That's the best. So, she says, you know, Tony's a little eccentric with the dragons and stuff. And Debbie says,
"When you
say,
have
but
to
Debbie,
say it's the dragon,
said, every time I look at it, I see something new." Oh, well.
Boy, that's some glass half full thinking.
Imagine if this was Colt and Colt was dating. She would be all fucking over this.
Oh, yeah. She'd be, and she'd be disparaging
every
bit of it.
So how long have y'all actually seen each other? And Debbie pauses for a long time, like it's taking her a while to think. And then she says,
2 times.
3 days. 3 days, y'all. Yep. And so Jen says, which is true. She said, Tony is a straight line, and this woman seems all over the place. I agree.
Yep.
I agree.
I don't know. I think Tony is a lot of lines, all forming into a pentagram or something. It's all too much.
She needs to go. This is not going to end the way she thinks it will.
She does not need to move to Canada yet. She does not need to move to
Canada. It creeps me out. All right, let's take a quick break before we do Natalie. Because we've been,
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart,
and even keep going queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
I don't want to be staying here in this Airbnb, and I want to stay with Josh. I don't want to be staying in Airbnb with Creeb. Creeb over to side.
It just reminds her that she's childless. That's what it does. She wakes up and she goes, I have no baby in Crib.
A waking nightmare for her. Nope. To be near a crib.
She probably does wake up in the night with her crazy eyes going, Crib, 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 Crib,
Crib.
I flew
across country. Crib, drive.
I flew across country. I want to stay in a certain sleep, baby. It's okay. So, y'all, today we're just going to get to it. She's going to meet his ex-wife, and
he shows
up, and he's like, you look nice. You look nice. That's great. Whatever. Josh says, go ahead.
He says, she's like, I'm very nervous. I don't know what to do. She's like, just be yourself. Worst advice ever.
Ever.
For Natalie.
Ever. And also, he's taking her on a boat. So they're going to be out in the water meeting
for
the first time.
Terrible idea.
She can't get away. She can't go to the bathroom. She can't call for Tamara to get a drive.
No. Nothing. This is a
drive. Nothing. Tamara, get your balls and come get me. Drive.
She can't do anything. So they're on the way driving there, and
it's not normal to be friends with exes.
It's not. But
it's not normal in Ukraine, definitely.
It could be. Maybe it isn't. But I don't. I think, again, Natalie doesn't live in the normal world.
Well, for her, if someone is your ex, they are cursed to all eternity to not be with you. So yes. You will never talk to them again.
Because Natalie looks at people. The deal is Natalie looks at people as good or bad.
Yes.
So if someone is your ex, they're bad. There's no way they're redeemable in her because it's black and white.
And she also doesn't think, I guarantee you, she doesn't think men and women can be friends, which is kind of an Eastern European mindset as well.
That for sure.
Women are sex objects and men are attracted to them, and they get things out of men by flirting their wiles at them.
And men can't control themselves.
Yes.
Which,
and yeah,
if you listen to this podcast,
it seems right for us.
Seems like we support that theory.
So he's known Candace. He has known her since she was 18. Y'all, so these are two people
They have a child. Their lives are inextricably linked.
Yes, that's a good word to put it.
And you're bringing in Natalie into this, which is fucking chaos theory.
It's also too soon for this anyway. She shouldn't be meeting his son. She should, like, I don't know if this is fraudacity, but I don't think Natalie would go along with it. Honestly.
I wouldn't call this fraudacity because usually fraudacity is them trying to prove a point to us. Without that, this is just a fool's errand.
I kind of think it is too. I think it's real, and Natalie's just probably pushed for it.
No, they know this is ridiculous, but they're doing it anyway.
Y'all, Candace is fucking gorgeous.
She's a bombshell. She's like, a fucking bombshell.
Fucking rocked out body. Beautiful, probably. They look like she's got fake boobs. Like, I mean, just and beautiful face. And Natalie, for once in her life, wore the most clothing ever.
I was shocked. Ever. No nighty.
Because she probably was thinking she was meeting his son.
Right.
And again, going back to what you're thinking about Eastern Europe, she's thinking, I don't want to seem attractive to Josh's son.
Now, she's like, Candace is a very beautiful woman, but I am also a very beautiful woman.
I'm also very beautiful.
And they cut away, and when they go back, from the commercial, the song that they are playing is No, I'm a Little Bit Crazy Out of My Mind.
I swear to God. They're trolling Natalie now, y'all. They're just trolling her. Anyway, his son's name is Jet.
Jet.
I like that name.
I don't hate it. It reminds me of what's his name in the movie Giant. Of the James Dean role. Giant! That's a huge... No, you grew up in Oklahoma. That's a huge Texas movie. It's about Texas. Rock Hudson, Liz Taylor.
No one.
That's not niche, sweetie.
Oh boy, you're talking about little movies that no one knows.
That's a huge film.
I don't think... it doesn't seem familiar.
The fact that you don't know it being in Oklahoma is weird. Sorry.
I'm just saying. I never heard of it.
It's about oil. It's a huge family saga, too. Never mind.
Wait, how old were you when you watched this?
Oh, I saw it in college. So.
Oh, okay. Older than I thought. I thought this was going to be something you're obsessed with in middle school.
It was when my older boyfriend was showing me all these James Dean movies because he was obsessed with them and wanted me to be too. It was a very unhealthy relationship.
That's gay. That's really gay.
Everyone needs an older boyfriend when you're like 18, 19 to brainwash you and make you want them to like the things that they like.
How much older than you was?
He was like 25, 24, 25. Like 6 years. That's a huge age difference at 18, 19, though.
Boy,
huge.
I bet you love.
That was my TA, though.
Driven around in his car or whatever, his Honda Civic, and him treating you to...
Oh, he was careful. He was careful not to do that because it was inappropriate because I was a student.
Wow. Was this at Michigan?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It's my English TA.
Wow.
And it was hot, but borderline manipulative and awful.
Did you ever have sex with him at campus?
Yes.
Did you ever?
Yes, in his office.
In his office.
Lock the door and close the blinds.
In his office?
Yes, I pushed for it. I was like fucking Lolita. I was the one who wanted to do it all. I was the one who pushed him.
Of course. Now, was there ever a time when you were a graduate teacher, did you ever sleep with one of your students?
Never. Never. Never once. Now, when I was at a party one time, I did take home inadvertently my one of my students' roommates.
No, that's fair game.
Yeah, and they told me who it was, and I was like, "Oh shit, I am fucking around with this guy."
So you were in that guy's apartment, or did he go to your place?
No, he came to my place.
Y'all, we just met someone on this at one of our live shows who lived in Poodle's apartment building in college at Paces Crossing. Small world.
She lived over near the fence, not less desirable.
She said they still hadn't redone it.
God, those walls were thin. My poor downstairs neighbors.
So y'all, I'm a little bit crazy. So she is, so she meets Jet and she says, I'm so angry. I'm wearing black t-shirt and his ex comes out naked.
I loved it. Just so pissed. Y'all, so she's like, oh, what, she's like, what are those tattoos? And immediately she, there's always a start of a Natalie encounter where you think things are going to be funny for a while.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden she reveals trauma.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's all fine.
You think she's kidding around. And then she goes,
yes,
it's mango.
Like, what is that? What is that tattoo? And she's like, he's like, you had lots of tattoos, and kind of like pokes around. She's like, no, stop it. What did she
what's
say?
What's your problem? What's your problem?
What's your problem?
What's your problem?
And everyone goes, okay.
Okay. And so they're kind of sitting there because she doesn't want to make small talk. And Candace is like, so y'all want to go? So they go out on the boat. And so
they were married 9 years, by the way, which is, yeah.
My best friend, I still call, like she said, and it's very important for us to approve. And so
this is beautiful. This is so beautiful. She really, y'all, she lays it on thick when she's nervous.
She does. But I will say, she asked no questions about Jet. If she does, we
zero.
She's, and that should be rule one. If you're meeting someone's kid, you need to show interest in their life.
Oh, she's not interested at all.
No, she's not at all. Not interested in him, her, nothing. So they're teaching her to fish. And I like that she turns and she says, what's the logic?
why fishing? Why must I fish?
Which fish? And Jet responds and says, well, the logic is to catch the fish.
Fish.
Fishies.
It's such a thing that almost like Yara said a similar thing. Why must we craft? Like work.
Yes. Why must we craft?
But it's weird that she'd never seen men fish or even women and know that there is a purpose.
Yes.
And she goes like, how long do you wait for fish to bite? When do I pull fish out of water?
She's like, no, you keep recasting. And she says, it's a stupid thing, but I'm trying to be open for Josh.
She's, okay, y'all, the awful mom in The Parent Trap did a better job at being...
Vicky, the mom in Parent Trap.
Did a better job at trying to hang than Natalie did.
And you know, in the Lindsay Lohan movie, the original Vicky played that Vicky's mom. That actress, I forget her name, the actress that I once said is the blonde woman who looks bitchy in every movie, and you guessed her.
Oh, Missy Pyle.
Yes, she played Missy Pyle's mom. That was the original Vicky.
That was something, it was just like, yeah, Missy Pyle in a second.
Yeah, that was her.
She does. She really does look. It's in her face, which I love.
Yeah.
I love that actress.
Oh, I do too. I do too. She's very funny. Very funny. So Candace, y'all, then Candace and Natalie go to the back of the boat.
And I'm just like leaning in, just waiting for it to go wrong.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good.
How many dates have you been on? Three. And Candace's like, okay.
And she says, and Natalie goes, it's strange. You're good looking and you have a son. What went wrong?
What went wrong with your marriage? Tell me in 5 words or less. I just love that she thinks that's something she could tell a total stranger.
Yes, and that is the simplicity of if you're married, it's also superficial for her. Y'all don't pull over again. Sorry. I know. It's also superficial, but if you're good looking, she's good looking, you're married, you have a child, that's it. You're happy. Like, what else do you need?
And then at one point, she's like, well, we decided we were better off as friends. And she's like, we're very close. Is that a problem for you? And no, this is a bullish intimidation move, and it works.
It works. She also said, I have a boyfriend as well. And she said, it's never, she told her, she's like, but our relationship is never going to change.
But this is so, it is just such a baller move. This is establishing a pecking order right away. Telling that other woman, look, one word from me and you're out of here.
It's like, what's her name in Kayla Vay?
Oh, what is her name?
Oh, I forgot her name from Extreme Sisters. Oh God,
that
Caleb
guy was. I
oh,
still
the worst.
We fought about who was the villain in that. It was the guy.
No, we both came always to the same consensus about the end. Yeah. But so he, and also I love that Natalie said he's an attractive guy, but you know I'm different. I'm different than other girls, and she says, "Yeah, you are different. He usually dates younger girls with a different look. Yeah, you're different."
The shade. Her fangs are just dripping.
I don't think
Natalie got it.
No, she did. No. Well, she said she's very talkative. She says she's a direct and indirect.
She's very talkative lady.
So maybe she did get it because she said there are referring things and it's very hurtful.
Oh, yeah. I need more of this. I need more. Hopefully they'll go to dinner.
Oh, yes. I hope that like... Josh calls Natalie and says, "Hey, I forgot it's Jet's birthday and I'm going to be home from work late. Will you make him a birthday cake and throw him a party?" Like, this is all I want, y'all. This is what I want, is Natalie to just be fun. And now she says, "It's time for me to tell Josh I want family and child and I will not be with a man who doesn't."
Yeah. "I make traditional birthday borscht.
Borscht. I will risk it all. I will." What are you risking, Natalie? What are you risking? You're not paying for anything. You're still either on the dole of Mike.
She's in her own movie. Like, that's the thing. She has successfully disassociated from reality. This is where she's living.
She is such a... Y'all, I'm going to say this now. We've said it before, but just have to reiterate because you're wondering why. Why is it... Y'all, she's a fucking amazing lay.
Oh, yes.
I bet you she gave Josh the best fucking sex he ever had in his life.
But because the stakes are so real, she's acting like a frightened animal one moment and then like an angry ice princess the next.
And Josh,
she doesn't know if she's going to murder him or not.
Which is part of Josh's kink, because she probably does a little bit of that in bed. Like, "Don't touch me. Fuck me. Don't touch me. Fuck me. I don't want to ride you." Mango.
Fucking a crazy person is the closest you'll get to God.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
The problem is you have to deal with them right after you come.
Yep.
And it's a problem.
Yeah. As soon as you jizz in their mouth and then they go to the bathroom because they freeze it, you realize this person's fucking crazy.
Yeah, you gotta find some way to extricate yourself from said situation.
Yeah.
Shall we move on to Veronica?
We shall.
She
gave him a 10. He was a good lay.
She's dickmatized, y'all. I'm not saying we started dickmatized, but we did use it to her when we talked to her.
I think that word's around, though, before us.
Come on!
Oh, yeah, I don't think we thought of that one, Poods.
Fine. Y'all, they're going ziplining, and I just wrote down, I miss the Great Smoky Mountains. That's exactly where I'm from.
It's very pretty.
So whenever I see them, they're always kind of like blue and gray in the winter. Makes me miss home. And I'm not coming home, Mother Poodle, until Christmas, so don't ask me.
Wow, you just avoided her.
It worked out that way with our tour. It's not my fault.
You weren't touring over the summer, really, late summer, and you said you were going to go then.
I was busy.
Next time I go home, maybe this weekend I'll text your mother and say, "Hey, Mother Poodle, I just came home to visit my mom and I just was thinking about you. And how are you doing?
I will never forgive you."
What would your mother do if I texted her and said I would home to visit my family and she knew you were in Los Angeles?
That must be nice. Matt just texted me to say he'd come home to see his mom. Wish I got the same.
She would say, she's like, "Oh, Matt, how nice. Funny, I don't get a visit from Jaybird. I guess I don't matter as much as your mother matters to you."
It would be comparative immediately. I work the hardest things in therapy over comparison because that's what the models I grew up with were those.
Yeah.
Is comparative models. God damn.
Y'all, therapy is good. It makes you challenge your beliefs and helps you get your patterns. Go to BetterHelp. Use our BetterHelp code.
BetterHelp code. Gays.
We love being sponsored by them.
BetterHelp, because you're still fucked up, even if you're working on yourself. Yep.
Helping you to feel better.
And you're not gonna. You're never gonna get really good. You're just gonna get better.
Better. That's all we can aim for.
You're still all fucked up inside.
Yeah, but you're just better.
It's like my students asking me, when am I going to be good? And I'm like, honey, don't work that way.
Don't work that way.
So,
it'd be kind of boring if it did.
Right. So he basically, there's not a lot to say here, but he says we should do more stuff to like this together so we can get more comfortable with each other's lives. And then in the same breath, so I should tell you, there's kind of a possibility. It's like a rumbling in the air. It's like a mosquito buzzing that I may go with my ex-wife back to Florida. It's just a possibility.
Whoa.
Maybe.
Y'all, this is not something you tell someone the morning after you fucked.
I mean, I do, but I don't think, I'm not Veronica.
Well, all the guys that you were like, hey, probably you forgot a guy that you hooked up with once before, at the next morning you say, so I'm moving.
No, I'm using it as an escape route.
No, I'm saying, I bet you fucked a guy, and then you probably, you're so slutty, which is fine, we're slut positive, but sometimes you do fuck the same guy and don't know it was the same guy. Do you ever
this happened?
Do you ever get your excuses and say to them the next morning after, so I'm moving to Cincinnati, and they go, again? Like, has that ever happened?
You know, you just have to keep your wheel of excuses going. You just have to keep your, like, Wheel of Fortune wheels.
No, you don't use the same one. You vary it.
Sick grandmother.
Oh.
I'm not allowed in this county anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Witness protection. Good one. No one rarely, people rarely question witness protection.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And it gets them out of the house like that.
Very quickly. Very quickly. They don't want to be there.
So this is the thing. My question was, why are you dating?
Why?
Why are you dating if there is even a possibility?
Like, why didn't you just say at the beginning, leaving? Like, I'm not dating. I just want to bang. Because I think Veronica would have been, okay.
That's because fine. I don't think that's what, I think he actually wants something more substantial. And he's kind of on his own time decides, so I can, and it isn't fair because she even says, so I get attached and then like you leave when you want to.
Yeah.
Exactly. Good for her for standing up to this a little bit.
Now there's a little bit of a conversation of, she says, as she says, this is 100% lie of omission to her. So I just want to clarify to her that this is a lie. Back at the house, Tim is cooking with Chloe. Chloe looks so cute.
She does.
It's funny because Chloe basically acts like a little Veronica.
Like, her for info, for like, what do you know, what's your mom doing?
And where Chloe's like, it's scary that I have to teach you to cook because you're a man child.
I mean, I can like make really good French toast if I need to.
He's just eating Cheetos all the time.
Not easy being cheesy. That's what I said, Veronica. So he keeps calling him a one date Justin. It's like he's already like uncomfortable with he's like he doesn't get it. And I wrote down, why are you having this conversation with a 15-year-old?
Because they're both really great parents, and they're just, I think, you know, my brother and sister-in-law are a little bit like this. Like, they're, you know how we say you shouldn't be your kid's friend? And you shouldn't, but who are we to give parenting advice? But some people do it well, like where their kids seem to, they act older, but they respect boundaries. Like, my brother and sister-in-law kind of did that well. Like, they are friendly with their kids. And
it seems
like they have that dynamic.
It just shouldn't be I don't think what's best for Chloe may not be in what's best for their relationship.
Possibly.
Yeah. I mean,
what's funny to me about this is Chloe, I think Veronica's pretty smart. Tim, oh, bless his heart. Sometimes he makes dumb decisions. But I think if you put the three of them, I think Chloe's the smartest person in the room.
And I agree.
So that's what's funny about, I mean, just because I think Veronica raised her right. So it's interesting to see Chloe, like at one point when Chloe even says to him, why are y'all even doing this? Like, yeah. What's the point?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
She's the voice of us.
But I guess I don't know if a child should have a say in their own parenting, I guess, in that way.
You said children should be shipped off to boarding school and you should never have to look at them.
Yeah, but I'm glad I didn't have a say because I probably would have said that. I don't know. That's just me. Anyway, she basically says to him, they're coming home, and he said, they both said, I've never thought I'd be 35 and single, 36 and single, and she's like, this is a limbo situation.
Which I just want to clarify, we don't think that's a big deal.
No, we don't. I don't.
Where they are, that's a bigger deal.
Yeah, and also divorced and at a certain point in life where you're like, 35, 36 in that area of South Carolina or North Carolina is kind of like your stock is a little bit not as high priced as it used mm-hmm. to be because you have kids.
Yeah.
And so you're going to be more discerning about who you date. You're going to really vet them as you mm-hmm. probably should.
Yeah.
And so she vetted this guy and then he throws that at her. So it's not good.
But he got a good dick.
Obviously. It's a pretty good dick. I can tell you just from looking.
And okay, y'all, the claps to the music supervisor this year of Single Life, because this song is, I need a daddy, a real big daddy coming my way, do-do-do-do. and then we just see Caesar walking into frame, Big Daddy Caesar.
Y'all, he leaves in 4 days.
4 days.
4 days, as he says, God, he's really terrible at doing this. He's terrible in the moments because
in
4 days I leave and I need to find the love of my life. Like that's, and it sounds laughable because of his affect.
Do you know how many times they have to do it?
Oh, countless.
Countless times. Countless. So he's going to, go ahead.
One of these women is going to be the love of my life. No, they're not.
No, they're just going to be someone you pick. Yeah. So is it Alina? I wrote
Alona.
Alona, yeah.
Alona.
Alona.
She's a fitness model. And Caesar said, I was really surprised when she said yes, because I thought I was out of her league.
You are.
You are. You are, Caesar.
You're out of everyone's league except maybe blonde Natasha Lyonne, who we saw the first one, who was Cuckoo Magoo, and who may wind up being a good match for you.
Yeah, I think so too.
But you're never going to pick her.
No, because this girl or woman, she holds his hand right away. And Caesar Caesar kind of get like Deontay.
He gets the boner.
He gets Deontay googly eyes. He's like, whoa. And so he said, but at the time, he's still thinking, she does look good, though, because she says she's 34 years old. And I said, I don't believe that. She looks very young to
she
me.
She looks, yeah, she's quite well preserved for 34.
I think if any of them, I think this woman went to the Olga Pudelskaya school of how to get a rich Chinese businessman.
She probably did. The problem here is she didn't bang him the first night and didn't get him addicted to what's between her legs.
Oh, that's true. But she says, I want an older, more experienced man to teach me something new. Boy, if I had a dollar for every time I said that.
That's actually one of the classes at the Olga Pudelskaya Institute.
Oh, yes.
Classes to get mature men to teach you something new. That's what you use. She's like, do you like, that's when you hear the things like, he's like, who are those? She's like, Kazakh. You know Kazakh? Of course he doesn't. Like, it's like Viking. Vegan. We get the vegan line. And he's like, do you ride horses? He's like, no, but I thought it'd be horse riding, but they're just riding on a carriage.
Yeah, I thought they were going to, I was like, yes, we're going to get Caesar riding on a horse, but they just go on a Cinderella carriage ride. And Alona just kind of in the middle. I do think Caesar likes her directness because she just looks at him and says, do you like this date?
Yeah.
And he says, I do like it. I've never done anything like this before.
It feels so weird. But
they are both kind of looking at each other's face like they want to kiss the other face.
I think that's just what the affect she's
giving out. Olga Poodle-Skiles told her, lips, look at their lips, and then look at their eyes, look at their lips, look at their eyes.
At the end of the night, she could not close deal.
Could not close deal. So, yes, because Caesar says, I think I've had more chemistry with her than any of than my other two dates. I'm so happy right now. And so he puts his arm around her.
As Poodleskaya says, when you close deal, you take off clothes.
You close deal in open legs.
Yes.
But did you notice, I'm sorry, I'm going to talk about the music, but when he did put his arm around her in the limo, it played like that royalty-free Pond 5 Keith Sweat music.
Yes, it's all awful. Did you notice where they were? It looked like a budget Ukrainian Disneyland.
The Skylar Rus or whatever.
And the characters were like woodland, people in suits. And I was like, there goes Pyotr, the devil goat.
I kind of would be into it.
It's Yevgeny Otter Prince.
Prince. I thought Caesar was going to kill. He kept that. Caesar's so awkward when they were
Wiccan.
She didn't close the deal. But did you see how he was just kind of just staring at her lips? It was like what is that episode of Don't Look at Her Mole? Don't Look at Her Mole. Don't Look at Her Mole. That you like talking about.
But that kind of thing, he will never make the first move. And
he's so awkward.
It's just. Ugh. So y'all, she's like, oh well, have a good evening. See you.
Have a good evening. See you.
And he's like, I can see a future with her. And I'm like, that's it. I'm out.
I wrote, that's it. I'm in.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. What's interesting is that we're seeing the difference of how these three women date compared to how Natalie dates. And I'm glad that we're seeing it because we definitely this season, I think with Caesar on it we knew this before, but it really points out how just bonkers Natalie is.
Yeah.
Like it's not cultural. I mean, there's some things, but how she takes everything to the next level.
I don't know if you can actually compare the way these women are dating because this is a very highly supervised procedure of matchmaking.
That's true.
And Natalie is like in for love. So Natalie is, these women are showing Caesar about 5% of who they are.
If that.
Yeah. And that's why this whole thing is a farce. It's a fun farce.
God, y'all, if you're not watching The Single Life, you're doing it wrong.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
It's so good.
That's all I got.
That's all I got too. Y'all, you can go to our website, Reality Gaze Podcast. No. Yeah, just Reality Gaze now.
Reality Gaze.
Don't pull over again, y'all.
RealityGaze.com. RealityGaze.com. RealityGaze.com.
Hey, you can go to our TikTok, Reality Gaze. You go to our Instagram, Reality Gaze Podcast. That's where you can see our memes.
The funniest things, I'm sorry to interrupt you. No, one of the funniest things I heard from a sissy is they charged three tickets to Reality Gaze and their bank called them to say it was suspicious charges. And I went, you're right. It is suspicious.
It's suspicious. Yes.
Sounds crooked to me.
Just so you know, Poodle has your social now.
Yep. And I'm going to use it when I need to go into witness protection.
Y'all follow us on Instagram. We've been putting up some to celebrate Love is Blind coming back. We've been putting up some memes kind of because we're dropping season one. We've been dropping on the free feed one episode per day. We're leading up to it.
Little advent calendar. Love is Blind advent calendar.
But we did some memes and y'all. Kelly and Lauren, and did you see Giannina commented? And
Kelly and I are friends now. We're just going back and forth on Insta.
Kelly and Giannina and Amber, I was like, I don't get Starstruck a lot, but I was like, oh my God. When Lauren Speed commented on our post.
Oh yeah, with Lauren. Yeah, Lauren kind of got me.
Oh, all right, everybody. That's the show. Thank you so much for listening. And thanks to you all again for supporting us on the Double It Tour. And shout out again to some people that helped us. We got to see some of our mods, Candy and Sean in the Facebook group. What other mods did we get to see?
Crystal.
Mod, yep.
Crystal. We saw, who else did we get to see? No, I don't know.
Who did we see? I feel bad now. Candy, Sean,
I wish you wouldn't put me on the spot.
And we met Kim in Atlanta, their friend, but
yeah.
But also too in DC, Jackie helped out a lot, but she was our talent wrangler. She was scared because she didn't know she was going to have to wrangle Deontay
and Indy and Yolanda.
She didn't know what was going on. But shout out to
Daniel and Amber in Tampa.
And lastly, big shout out to Caitlin, who really handled a lot of our social media while we were busy, because we were busy. And our producer, Christina
who was the best hand holding and ass kicking that we needed.
Oh, that she's the best, y'all. We couldn't do this without our team, and our sissy team. We appreciate them very much. All right, everybody, we call these people, boy, it fits this episode,
boy,
we call these people lonely hearts, because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, poodle?
Yes. And when you wake up in the middle of the night in your Airbnb and see the crib crying to you,
Natalie, you no have no baby.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.